how good were you feeling at halftime? And they showed some quality. The Vols did in the second half, but I thought you guys fought very, very hard.
Yeah, our guys, I was really proud of our guys' fight and effort the whole 40 minutes. That's not always easy to do, especially when you got another team that's arguably the most physical, you know, hard-playing, handsy team in the country. They do a really good job of knocking you off their spots. They do a really good job of, you know, making you uncomfortable and trying to pressure. But to our guys' credit, I thought we withstood those blows, especially, you know, two-thirds of the way into the game. To your point, we came out of halftime, and I think we banged a three the first possession of the game to cut it to two. And so, again, you know, that just speaks to our guys' focus and toughness mentally and physically. And, again, I mean, they're a credit to Tennessee. They're a great team, well-coached team. And over the course of 40 minutes, obviously, you know, their physicality and length and overall ability clearly had an impact and wore us down.
Chase Cormier, I thought, was a huge bright spot for you tonight. He ends up with 15 points on 5 of 8 shooting, 5 of 7 from behind the arc. What does he bring to this team? What do you like that you're seeing from Chase?
Yeah, I think Chase is one of the more dynamic players that you'll definitely find in the Southeastern and really the country, and obviously in the Southern Conference. But I think for Chase, I mean, the funny thing, and we talk about it, he was 5 for 7 for 3. I thought he probably passed up about another 3 or 4
yeah.
more. We want him to shoot the ball more.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the more, you know, electric shooters I think I've been around, and the sky's the limit for him. I mean, he's going to be a really good player. He, more than any guy in our program, has probably made strides in his game since he stepped foot in campus this summer all the way up to this point. And so, you know, he was really good for us off the bench, providing us with a lot of juice.
Out-rebounded them in the first half. A lot of offensive boards. Not many turnovers in the first half. Things to build on, Dwight. Certainly positive points that as you move forward, things that the team can improve upon. Because, yeah, when they turned it up in the second half, it changed. But still, this is a, you know, this is a big team, and I thought a lot of building blocks here today.
Absolutely. I mean, our front court combined for 20 rebounds, right? And our starting front court combined for 14 rebounds, 8 offensive rebounds. Again, can't stress enough, the most physically imposing team in the country. Right, and that's just the reality. So, again, we talked about it after the game. If we can bring that type of physicality and toughness on the road in Thompson Bowling Arena against the most physical team in the country, imagine what we can do if we stack that together every single day against every opponent, no matter who we're playing.
Another chance at a big boy, an ACC opponent on Sunday in Virginia Tech.
Absolutely. I mean, newsflash. They're a slightly well-coached team, you know, and obviously, you know, sarcasm there with how well Coach Young is. That'll be a great test for our guys in a hostile environment, again, against a well-coached team and obviously a team that is definitely, you know, not lacking in talent. So that'll be another great test for us against a big-time opponent. Again, until that point, you know, that's on Sunday. We got to make sure, obviously, like I said, not only are we not – you know, just stacking games together. We got to keep stacking good practices together leading up to that Sunday game.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Coach. See you
Thank
on the
you.
Bus.
All right. Head Coach Dwight Perry joining us.